football fields.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
Looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders, the skilled.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A congresswoman wants to take further action to get Attorney General Merrick Garland to turn over audio recordings of the special counsel's interview with President Biden about his classified documents. Florida Republican Anna Paulina Luna says the House should use its power of inherent contempt and have the sergeant at arms bring Garland into the chamber for trial. Last time Congress did that, 1935. Vice President Harris is on her way to Phoenix to take part in a reproductive rights roundtable on this second anniversary of the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade.
This is a healthcare crisis, and we all know who was to blame. Donald Trump.
She spoke earlier today at an event in Maryland. Doctors at Northwestern Medicine in Chicago performed a rare kidney transplant using only local anesthesia. The patient was able to see the new organ before it was transplanted. This is ABC News. A world-renowned surfer is dead, the victim of a shark attack off the Hawaiian Islands.
Tamayo Perry was famous around the world for his surfing, even appearing in movies like Blue Crush.
Oh, it's pretty nuts. Broke my board.
He was a professional surfer and a lifeguard attacked by sharks off the Oahu coast on Sunday. Honolulu's Ocean Safety Acting Chief announcing,
Miles' personality was infectious.
His death is the ninth fatal shark attack off the Hawaiian Islands since record keeping began in 1995. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Buckingham Palace says Princess Anne is recovering in a hospital after sustaining minor injuries and a concussion at the estate where she lives. The 73-year-old sister of King Charles is expected to make a full recovery. She remains hospitalized for precautionary measures. The princess has canceled all public engagements for the rest of the week. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright blue skies and highs in the mid-80s. Winds a touch breezy out of the south as a system strikes overnight, bringing chances for strong to severe thunderstorms that could have high, damaging winds and large hail. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, 82 degrees.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. More severe weather on the way. The National Weather Service says the threat for severe storms, with potential for hail, damaging wind, and tornadoes, has increased for tonight across central and southern Wisconsin. Severe wind gusts are the principal concern. Those could cause widespread damage, including power outages and snapped trees. Six tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin Saturday night, the Weather Service confirming all of those, including the strongest, an EF2 in Janesville, which did widespread damage there. You can't take a cicada from a state park. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources warning state law doesn't allow the capture and removal of any animals, including insects, from Wisconsin parks. Wardens may take enforcement action in response to any violations of that statute.
Get ready to reach new heights when EAA AirVenture Oshkosh returns July 22nd through the 28th. Witness breathtaking aerobatic air shows each day. Explore family-friendly activities and discover thousands of aircraft. And don't miss the night air shows on Wednesday and Saturday night. Back this year are the Canadian Forces Snowbirds to take to the skies. Experience the thrill of flight and make memories that last a lifetime at EAA AirVenture Oshkosh. Thanks to Boeing, youth ages 18 and under are free. Get your tickets at eaa.org/tickets.
Good afternoon. It's 4:06. I'm Brian Winnekins. This is from the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department this afternoon. County Road D is closed to vehicles, and the UTV route is also closed from Highway Double K to Highway F until further notice due to a roadway washout. Again, Highway D is closed to vehicles and UTVs from County Highway Double K to County Highway F until further notice due to a roadway washout.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that there are 1.27 million dairy cows in Wisconsin, producing over 2 billion pounds of milk each month? 90% of that milk is used by 126 Wisconsin cheese plants to make over 2.8 billion pounds of cheese each year. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory and Gift Shop. From cheese boxes to collectible gifts, visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be a part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit the O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25. Visit the O'Galley Cheese Facebook page for June Dairy Month specials.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomburn, Black River Falls. Numbers are us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. And Shawls LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. The city of Mondovi will have to replant the reed bed portion of the wastewater treatment plant. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says the reed beds are part of the main plant.
So that is actually part of the standard, just the base plant itself. And that's something that has to get done. They're utilized in Durand and other places. Is a part of the reed bed process there. So we need to move forward with that. We did have a company that was supposed to help out during construction of the process. I think they defaulted. You heard tonight, I think we still are going to try to go after them for some 30 some $20,000+ that they didn't provide service for us. So working with our legal counsel on that and hopefully get some resolution.
The cost of the new read bed could delay purchasing of the new license plate reader cameras that the council has already approved. The Mayo Clinic Health System says it's suing the city of Eau Claire over a property tax dispute. The health organization claims the city should not have billed the system in excess of $1 million for real estate and property taxes generated from its ownership of seven city-based properties. City officials argue that Wisconsin law provides an exemption for hospital facilities, but that does not include clinics, medical office buildings, and parking lots. Eau Claire City Attorney says he's yet to see the lawsuit. The Wabasha County Board will be meeting tomorrow morning. Items on the agenda include an extension of an interim ordinance for cannabis and other products containing THC, approval of new meal reimbursement amounts, and approval of the Wabasha County liquor license renewals. Tomorrow's meeting begins at 9 a.m. in the boardroom at the Wabasha County Government Center. Don't take cicadas home with you. That's the word from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The DNR says they've received reports of people harvesting cicadas from Bigfoot Beach State Park in Walworth County. Conservation authorities say that's against the law to remove bugs from state parks. It's also a bad idea. Moving the cicadas could help spread them throughout Wisconsin. The DNR says it wants to remind people it's illegal to harvest bugs, but says if it does continue, they will begin to issue tickets. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The city of Durand's wastewater treatment plant passed its DNR yearly assessment. The plant is 43 years old, and Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city continues to find ways to make small changes to the plant to keep it operational.
There's been conversations. Of course, every year when you go through the evaluation process of your plant and they grade it out, if you're continually every year looking at some smaller changes, and generally you can get a few more years out of a plant. But obviously we've looked at what the costs are. Back a few years ago, I know they said to the $8, $10, $12 million range.
Milliron says the city public works department has done a great job in keeping the plants working properly. It's been 8 years since anyone has seen a missing Chippewa Falls woman. Saturday was the 8th anniversary of Shanna Botou's disappearance. She left her home in Chippewa Falls on June 1st of 2016 and was last seen the next day running from her car in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Police in both Chippewa Falls and St. Cloud searched for her for years. Her family offered a $3,000 reward for information in the case, but nothing came of it. You can find pictures of Botou and more information about the case online. There's a hearing today in court in Madison that could change how some people vote in the state. Disability Rights Wisconsin is suing to get some kind of electronic absentee voting option for disabled voters. The group says forcing disabled voters to have someone else fill out their paper ballot creates an unconstitutional hurdle. The group would like to see the change before November's election. The judge in the case is hearing motions today. There's no word just when full arguments could happen. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has authorized the Minnesota National Guard to assist with emergency flood operations around that state. The governor issued the peacetime emergency order on Saturday, allowing the National Guard to send soldiers to communities that request help. The governor said in a statement that the intense rain had catastrophic effects on several communities, including property damage and road closures. Lesueur County asked the National Guard for logistics and operational support for their ongoing flood recovery efforts following the governor's order. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
A Pewaukee girl has been crowned Miss Wisconsin Teen. The pageant was held Friday night at the Alberta Kimball Auditorium at Oshkosh West High School and featured performances from 23 Wisconsin girls competing for the title. This year's winner is Ella Bay from Pewaukee. Bay will now compete for Miss America's Teen. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Bell dominates damp double at Loudoun. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Oklahoma native Christopher Bell reigned victorious in both the NASCAR Xfinity and Cup Series races at New Hampshire Motor Speedway over the weekend. The weather-delayed events, which both required the use of wet-weather tires, challenged the 29-year-old Joe Gibbs Racing pilot to find the absolute edge.
Everybody was taking it really easy. You certainly don't want to overstep the ledge and get into the wall. So lap one, I went up high. I felt like there was going to be more grip up there, and there was. And I was able to pass a bunch of guys. And then I got a little bit too overconfident into three. I got in a death slide and almost slid into the wall. You're going to keep trying, pushing your entries, pushing your mid-corner speed, pushing your exits until you find out the limit and what's too much.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MyLowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a MyLowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
The Green Bay Packers have their new CEO. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Team's chief operating officer and general counsel, Ed Podolsky, will take over for the retiring Mark Murphy next year. Murphy has held the position as Packers president and CEO since 2008 and is stepping down because he's reached the mandatory retirement age of 70 in July of 2025. The team's board of directors unanimously elected Podolsky on Monday. The Brewers are back home. They'll open a three-game series against the defending world champion Rangers at AmFam Field tonight. Freddie Peralta gets the nod for the Brewers. He's 5-4. Michael Lorenzen goes for the Rangers. Tennessee and Texas A&M square off in a winner-take-all matchup in the Baseball College World Series tonight in Omaha. Top-seeded Volunteers forcing the third and final game by winning 4-1 yesterday. The Stanley Cup will be awarded tonight to the NHL champion and surprise Florida. The Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers all squared at three games apiece. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants state citizens to know that the application period for urban forestry grants opens on Monday, July 1st. More details when we return, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR will award up to $560,000 to cities, villages, towns, counties, and nonprofits through its competitive urban forestry grant program. Regular urban forestry grants are competitive cost-share grants ranging from $1,000 to $25,000, and grant recipients must match each grant dollar for dollar. These grants fund projects that improve a community's capacity to manage its trees and projects that help protect and improve urban forestry resources. Both regular and startup grants are awarded to organizations involved in or conducting projects in the Badger State that align with local or national goals for increasing the urban forestry canopy and the benefits it provides. Applications for the 2025 grant cycle will be accepted from July 1st through October 1st, 2024. For more information, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Urban Forestry Grants. Or contact a local DNR Urban Forestry Coordinator. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
Flash flood watch in effect tonight in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Showers and thunderstorms developing, 90% chance. Some storms may be severe and also produce heavy rain. We'll have temperatures in the upper 60s. From the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, Highway D is closed to vehicles and UTV traffic from County Double K to Highway F until further notice due to a roadway washout. Again, Highway D closed from Highway Double K to County F until further notice.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Markets that saw some mixed type of trade today, both grain and livestock. We're going to kind of look at what seems to be the market moving factors. And no surprise, weather is a part of that. Not to mention the heat that we're now seeing over the next day or so that is going to have an effect on these cattle as well. Darren Fry joins us. He is with Water Street Advisors. So I kind of like to talk. One of the first things you brought up is the fact that really this weather is a tale of two different stories, depending on where you're at and specifically where you're listening to this program at.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the folks out west, and I mean places in southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, good chunk of Wisconsin, then over into the eastern part of the Dakotas, Red River Valley, obviously northeast Nebraska, southeast South Dakota. Those areas have been inundated with moisture. And one of the problems, Susan, isn't just that they've had a lot of rain, but the ground is saturated. The tile systems are full. The rivers are overflowing. I even saw that a dam broke, or at least the water was running around the dam, the river that flows to Mankato. And if you take a look at what's going on, the system to move the water out of the field through these tile lines, everything is plugged full. Rivers are running at all-time highs, and when that happens, you can't move the water out of the field. And so even another 1 or 2 inches of rain, while that doesn't seem like much, in this flooded system that we're trying to move water out of across a huge geographic area with some of the most productive ground in the Corn Belt, it is too much rain. 1 to 2 inches in that area, too much rain given their current conditions. And you know, their forecast over the next 15 days to get another 2 to 4 inches across that general area. And again, you might as well get 10 or 15 because everything's plugged up and 1 inch is too much.
It definitely is. And I know that there'll be a lot of factors weighing in. Has or will the market really react as more information becomes available on the amount of fields that are flooded? Or is it just a Western Corn Belt situation right now?
Well, you know, I've even heard some people comment that, you know, well, at least it's in the fringe areas. And I'm thinking, fringe areas? I mean, if you take the northern part of Iowa and the southern part of Minnesota and out in, you know, that northeastern Nebraska, southeastern South Dakota, Red River Valley, I mean, it's some of the most productive ground we have in the whole Corn Belt. And yes, it's not a big I in front of the state like Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. But Iowa's part of that mess, and those upper counties are huge producing counties. They're large counties, and they have productive soils, and usually they do very well. And so I think it's a big deal, and I don't know if the trade understands it. Rain makes grain. And obviously, who's going to be able to figure out what the losses are? Some of those acres in those fields will be zero because they're totally underwater, and you can't replant now. Some of those acres will go ahead and yield, but it'll be a third of a crop, a half of a crop, three quarters of a crop, maybe a full crop in places across that geographic area where every acre is all over the board as far as its ability to now yield. And so how does one get a forecast on that? I don't think they do. And I think we'll have to wait until the harvesters run to really understand what the total damage is in that area. But let's make no bones about it. There is damage in that area, and it's got more rain coming, And so I don't expect this to go away. I expect it to even get worse. And you think about denitrification, some of the things that come after this, disease in the beans, root diseases. I mean, there's a whole host of problems that are going to plague that area, and my heart goes out to them, because not only crops are getting ruined, but also property damage is happening, and that's really sad to watch.
Very much so. And then you talk about the tale of two stories. You go to the eastern Corn Belt, and there's areas that did get a little bit of moisture, but there's other areas that are just begging for something.
Yeah, we did get a nice rain across a lot of the acres in the eastern Corn Belt, south of I-80, east of the Mississippi. Here at Peoria, I received about 0.4 inches. A lot of people had a half, three quarters, even in some cases. Heard a few people report better than an inch. But I think largely 2,500s to 7,500s, you know, 60, 70% coverage was felt across this area. And that was really a welcomed amount of moisture, because we had been pretty dry, pretty hot. And we have seasonable temperatures right now for the next week or two, with chances for more of those cluster storms. So I think we'll pick up another inch, inch and a half of rain throughout the eastern Corn Belt, and that will really help tide us over. But then we're supposed to go back into that pattern, drier and warmer, just like the one we had here for the last 25, 30 days.
We have a crop progress report, Darren, that comes out this afternoon. Obviously, no way is it going to have this data in it, but it is going to have data from this last couple of storms just a week ago.
Yeah, we'll have good data in the crop conditions as of yesterday, as of Sunday. That's what it's through. And I would imagine we're going to see some declines in both corn and soybeans. I don't know if it'll be a couple percent or 5%, but I think the range is more like 3 to 6, in my opinion. Some people aren't calling for that much, because the rains in the eastern Corn Belt really are going to help that, make it look a lot better, and no rolled up corn. But I think it just depends on how damaged that area is out west. Obviously, when you even pass by it, because a lot of roads have been out in that area, so not, you know, able to be passed. But if they do see those fields and rate them lower, it could really affect the national average. So that comes out at 3 o'clock. And I think why that's so important is, of course, we got the COT report delayed from last Friday because Juneteenth. We'll find out how short these funds really were as of last Friday.
Well, a lot of data that's going to be coming our way in the next 12 hours per se, when everybody gets a chance to digest. And when we come back, folks, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in this grain complex. We did see some recovery happening in the corn market. We know the wheat market has struggled, and beans are just kind of there at the moment. We'll also talk about what some insurance folks are seeing, a little bit more about that, and the fact that, believe it or not, we are end of month in June. I don't know how the heck that happened, but how much is that going to weigh in over the next couple of days? And don't forget, we got a big report coming out on Friday as well. There's a lot yet to break down, including we'll try to get some livestock in as well. It's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As our conversation does continue with Darren Fry with Water Street Advisors. So let's talk about the fact this is the last full week in the month of June. We've got a lot of information, as you mentioned, the first half, a lot of data coming in yet today and into tomorrow. But having said that, how does the market usually feel, or how is it feeling like you think it should for the end of month?
Well, you know, the funds obviously are really big shorts, and if they want to take some of those profits, you will see short at the end of the month as well. Here in June, we get a seeding report, so our final report where they tell us how many acres we planted, and then the third quarter stocks in all positions. And while we're not expecting big changes in some of these numbers, we know stocks will be up a lot from last year, obviously, but we're not expecting big changes in acres. This report always allows for big, violent moves. And especially when the funds are betting so big on the short side, we have a few problems with the crop. There's uncertainty whether the ridge is going to set up again after July 6th or 8th. And, of course, bring hot, drier weather to the eastern Corn Belt. bound to see some volatility, I think, as we move through this week and move toward the end of the week on that USDA report, which always turns out to be a major one.
Well, the corn had, even though they finished to the negative on the day, we saw some decent numbers on the beans and the bit of a struggle that continues on the wheat. What is your takeaway, in a nutshell, kind of what was the motivating factor behind this trade today?
I think the beans just have some good cash demand. You know, we're seeing spreads work and they've been stronger. There has been some interest in old crop beans, so we've been somewhat competitive. And so I think that beans were just resistant to going lower. And then once they popped back up above water line and they got to breathing some good oxygen, they took off and we were up 13, 14, 15 cents. The corn and the wheat struggled all day. Wheat really struggled into the close. I do think wheat will rebound, but it hasn't shown the signs of doing that yet. But corn came way off its lows, finished in 7, 8 cents off its lows, had a nice recovery. And I think maybe some of that's just the fun short covering here ahead of today's reports with crop conditions and, of course, the COT numbers coming out. But then also looking ahead at the report come Friday. So we'll see if we can add to this action. But the action on the closing bell was not too bad for corn and soybeans alike.
So how much weight, or is there a lot of weight going with crop scouts and not only crop scouts, but crop insurance folks looking at these crops right now from a market perspective?
Well, from crop scouts, I'm hearing that, you know, hey, a lot of these crops are in good shape and a lot aren't, right? It's a 50-50 thing. But what I'm hearing consistently, no matter where they're from across the Corn Belt, is we have some stand issues. So whatever we planted, whatever we wanted to get for final ear counts, we're anywhere from 2, 3, 4, even 4,000 to 5,000 less plants. I think that's because of the cool, wet weather we had in the spring at planting and after planting. And so I think that's not something that anybody can trade right now, but that will affect yield in the end. So if we drop 36,000, wanted 35 up, and we only have 31 up, those lack of 4,000 ears out there will amount to, you know, 6 to 7 bushel per ear on good productive ground, 5 to 6 on less producing ground. That's a big deal if you're losing 3,000 or 4,000 plants, because it's absolutely zero that ear can make when it's not present. And so the stands are an issue. That's what I'm hearing from crop scouts, as well as just too much water and denitrification, some of those things going on in the Northwest. As far as the insurance agents, they're getting through this acreage reporting period. And what's interesting is I've been asking them, hey, are you seeing more corn acres or less corn acres? Because Friday they're going to tell us, right? And most of them have said, hey, we've seen, you know, the same or somewhat of a cutback in corn acres. So I don't know what the USDA is going to say, what NASA is going to report on Friday from these surveys, but I would say the corn acres probably aren't up a lot. And maybe the surprise would be they're unchanged to down a little bit. And I could see that happening. And so that's kind of what I'm getting from the insurance folks for now.
All right, let's switch gears and go to the livestock. This cattle market, Darren, had a really nice trading day after a bearish report and some wows when it came to cash numbers on Friday.
Yeah, you know, we did get a big placement number, 6% above the trade guess. And, you know, markings were a little supportive. And I think the on-feed number was only, you know, 1% more. That was probably the most bearish thing, because placements can be all over the board. And we've gotten used to that. But really, the performance was quite good. And you know, I think you've gotten a lot of people to push away from beef if they don't like it enough to pay what it's worth, right? And then you got those that are never going to push away from it. We continue to see not enough supply to meet what the consumer demand is, and it's pushing prices higher. And so this was good technical action after a slightly bearish report last Friday.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you guys?
They can always give us a call at the office, 866-249-2528, or look me up on Twitter at Fry, F-R-Y-E underscore W-S-S.
All right. That has been today's Channel Final Bell. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. It's the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that it takes 12 pounds of whole milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream? According to the NPD Group's National Eating Trends In-Home Database, the top 5 ice cream flavors are vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, chocolate chip, and butter pecan. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Osseoplastics. Protect your truck investment. Get a fabric sprayed-on bed liner from Osseoplastics. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osseoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osseoplastics.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. After the close of trading on Friday, the USDA released their June update to the monthly cattle on feed report, and while the data was largely in line with expectations, it continues to show tight cattle supplies across the nation. I'll have more when we come back. North Texas has seen waves of severe weather since March, changing the agronomic equation for growers recently accustomed to drought. Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant Burke Lane from Paris, Texas, describes what this has meant for growers.
We had a small window at the end of February to get started. From the 1st of March till now, we've just had excessive amounts of rainfall. I mean, if it rained 1 inch, it rained 5 inches. We weren't getting any small amounts of rain. Rainfall wasn't the only weather problems we've had. We've hail ranging anywhere from pea size to tennis ball size hail, winds, 70 mile an hour plus winds. Then we've even thrown a couple tornadoes in there.
He warns that farmers who aren't adjusting to the new field conditions risk falling behind.
Wheat's been ready for a long time. Every time it rains, it lowers the test weight. Wheat that's still standing good is sprouted. You have 4% or more on sprouts at $2 a bushel dock.
To work with expert agronomists who understand how your local conditions are changing, contact Nutrien Ag Solutions. You can learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com. The Cattle on Feed Report, published monthly by the USDA, tracks the number of cattle in feedlots across the country. The report focuses specifically on feedlots with more than 1,000 head capacity, and the USDA breaks down the number of cattle on feed, the number of cattle placed into those feedlots for the month, and the number of head marketed by those feedlots. By looking at those three different data categories, incoming and outgoing cattle and those still on feed, traders can use the data to identify coming trends in beef supply. And the major trend for the past 3 years has been the shrinking of the U.S. cattle herd. As drought and high feed prices have led ranchers to cull their cows, the availability of feeder cattle to place in those feedlots is getting smaller. And with Friday's data in hand, we can see that that trend is still in place. As of June 1st, the USDA counted 11.6 million head of cattle in American feedlots. That was down slightly from May 1st, but right in line with the trade's expectations. Marketings were reported as 1.96 million head, which was comparable with last year's figures. The placements data on this report was being watched closely, as economic factors in the countryside are encouraging cattle feeders to keep cattle on feed longer and work to add more pounds. Traders were anticipating the number of cattle placed to decline, but for those cattle to be heavier. And they were half right. Placements were reported at 104% of last year, nearly 5% above expectations, but the calves were indeed heavier. More 700-plus pound calves were placed last month than in either May of 2023 or May of 2024. With record numbers of cattle on feed for more than 120 days, those heavy calves are turning into heavy steers. Carcass weights last week averaged 924 pounds, nearly 37 pounds heavier than last year. While the beef herd may be at its smallest point in over 60 years, beef production is only expected to be down 1.5% this year as heavier cattle continue to come to the market. With the cattle supply question answered, traders now look over at consumer demand, and I'll have more on that when we return.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Following last Friday's uneventful cattle on feed report, traders will now turn their focus back to consumer demand. Beef prices have increased at the retail level in 15 of the last 18 months, with USDA quoting the average retail price last week for all beef at $7.96 per pound, up from $7.50 one year ago. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that more than 96% of Wisconsin's dairy farms are family-owned, producing over 30 billion pounds of milk every year? That's nearly 14% of total U.S. milk production. The lure of Wisconsin's picturesque dairy farms, pastures, and rolling hills help make tourism one of the state's top industries. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by UtterTech. From waterproof bib overalls to cloth towel aprons, UtterTech products can make your life easier on the farm. Find out more. Visit UtterTech.com.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Flash flood watch in effect tonight in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Showers and thunderstorms developing, 90% chance. Some storms may be severe and also produce heavy rain. We'll have temperatures in the upper 60s. From the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, Highway D is closed to vehicles and UTV traffic from County Double K to Highway F until further notice due to a roadway washout. Again, Highway D closed from Highway Double K to County F until further notice.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Way back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollers where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work, and we know how to play. We're from the country, and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends, 'cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you've got, even if it don't add up to a hell of a lot. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe them streets of gold are worth the work, but I'd still wanna go even if they were paved in dirt. I believe that youth is spent well on the young, 'cause wisdom in your teens would be a lot less fun. I believe if you just go by the nightly news, your faith in all mankind would be the first thing you lose. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. A gift, the first one to the last. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The world revolved around you. Every word was a promise I was hanging on. Swept up inside a whirlwind, I just couldn't see the end till you were gone. And a broken heart, scrambling in the dark. How was I to know that I'd be okay? Thought I'd lose it all when you walked away. How was I to know I would be this strong? I had what it takes all along. How was I to know?
be my freedom in disguise. Now I know what I'm made of. Guess it just took some time to
We're Country Fried.
We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDF.
Summer air was heavy and sweet. You and I on a crowded street. There was music everywhere. I can see us there. In a happy little foreign town, where the stars hung upside down, a half a world away, far, far away. I remember